卑诗省政府昨日提出基础建设项目法，旨在更迅速地推动关键基础建设项目。政府将会加速许可和审批程序，以加快重要基础建设项目的建造步伐，从而推进卑诗省经济发展。卑诗基础建设厅长马博文表示，过去半年卑诗省展开了历来最大规模多项资本计划，以满足不断增长社区的需求。但过往有不少项目由于审批问题而滞后，因此推出基础建设项目法，让卑诗省政府新成立的基础建设厅可以简化省级资本项目的推进流程。
And we have seen many cases where fully funded projects that are ready to go are held up by permitting problems that are caused by slow, outdated, clunky bureaucratic processes that simply do not meet the real needs of the day. So the tools that we have brought in by legislation allow for the new ministry, the Ministry of Infrastructure, to move key projects along when they get stuck.
除了省级基础建设项目之外，新立法亦将简化其他由合作伙伴推动的省级重要项目审批程序，例如公营机构、地方政府、特殷民族以及是私营企业提出的项目。被问到目前多个基建项目面临着劳动力和资源短缺情况时，马博文说，省政府推进这项立法可以为各个项目提供一个更可预测的前景，让承办商更好安排人手，某程度上可以解决劳动力不足问题。相反，当项目出现延误，承办商无法得知会延误三个月、十个月抑或两年，他们就很难留住人才以完成有关项目。
When you have predictable timelines on a project, it allows for contractors to actually arrange their workers accordingly. If you have a sudden delay in a project as you're trying to ramp up, and you don't know if that delay is 3 months, 10 months, or 2 years,It's very difficult to hold on to those workers for that project.
而要被指定为具有省级意义的项目，项目必须要为卑诗省民创造重大经济、社会及环境效益，并对省级优先事项作重大贡献，例如粮食安全、关键矿物供应、替代美国进口及灾后重建。省政府将会在未来几个礼拜公布有关特定准则。加拿大中文电台记者黄启谦报道。